Turns out the Japanese have a few reservations about us. We have a study that reveals the Japanese regard us as unsophisticated, unworldly, and a tad rugged. Annette Azuma, Vice Chairwoman of the Japan-New Zealand Business Council, is with us. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How do we explain this?
Well, I think it's because Japanese people are not as well aware of us as we would have thought. They do see us as rugged, casual, quiet, agriculture. Probably they see New Zealand as traditionally how they've seen us, as in beautiful scenery. And also we're well known in Japan for our agriculture and dairy products. So they see us like farmers, etc. However, as we all know, there's another big side to New Zealand, which is our exciting other industries, biotech, technology, etc. And that is what we've got to work on to make New Zealand more well known for other areas.
We've got to get front and centre in front of them and say, by the way, yes, that bit of us you know, but here's the other bits you might be interested in as well.
Exactly. So it's not. It should not be perceived as negative. It should be perceived as a good starting point to get Japan to know New Zealand better.
Indeed. See, a lot of those words you used, agricultural, rugged, I mean, they're not necessarily negative words. The words unsophisticated and unworldly, we might sort of rile at a little bit, I guess. But that, you would argue, is based out of a country like Japan doesn't know all there is to know about a little country at the bottom of the world, and why should they?
Exactly. And probably it's important to note from the research that was done, which was commissioned by New Zealand Story and done by Big Picture and Seven Seas Marketing Research, is that our iconic All Blacks are very well perceived in Japan, and they are seen as perfection. Saturday's game, we did lose that. But generally speaking, the All Blacks are turning heads in Japan, winning the last two Rugby World Cups. And the other important thing is to remember is that the next Rugby World Cup in 2019 will be in Japan, and then the Olympics will be in Japan in 2020, followed by the World Masters Games in 2021. So there's a lot of mega sports events happening in Japan, and with the Rugby World Cup and New Zealand's dominance in that area, it's a really good chance for New Zealand businesses to leverage their products and services off sports. The All Blacks, huge golfing industry, etc.
Good on you, Annette. Appreciate your insight very much. Annette Azuma, who's the Japan-New Zealand Business Council head, and that World Cup's going to be quite something. And just very quickly, before, it wasn't on air, but we can say in the post-show meeting Friday, highlight was Glenn, who came to the party with his sporting insight, and basically you said...
Oh, I predicted an All Black loss and everybody laughed at me.
Yeah,
and so I said, I want it on the record that I made this prediction.
And you did. And you were unequivocally correct. I can make a quick prediction. Canterbury's going to win the Mitre 10. What do you reckon? We good with that?